U.S. House Speaker John Boehner says he'll back President Obama's call to action in Syria and that the U.S. is the only country that has the ability to stop Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. But Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf told us this morning he has his doubts and he wants to explore all options before taking military action.
During the Iraq War, do you recall when the head of the CIA said it was a slam dunk and Colin Powell, who I have great respect for, testified before the UN, said clearly there were weapons there? Don't you think we ought to be careful?
Joining us live now is Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly. Congressman, it's nice to have you back in the studio with us.
Great to be with you.
Hearing what your colleague, Congressman Wolf, told us earlier this morning, as you process all of this, what are your thoughts? What do you need to see before you make a decision on military action in Syria?
Well, I certainly agree with Frank Wolf that we should be fairly confident about the evidence. I will tell you, I've gone to several briefings and I've read a lot of material. I'm fairly convinced the evidence is quite strong. This is not Iraq. This is not an administration with a strong agenda and using intelligence to support that agenda in a reckless and shoddy way, which is what the Bush administration did to justify the invasion of another country, Iraq. This president is the opposite. He's arguing, I don't want to invade. I don't want to put boots on the ground. I've been very reluctant to pick one side or the other because we don't really know who everybody is in the insurgency. He's been criticized for that. And after lots of calls from members of Congress on both sides of the aisle saying, you need to get congressional authorization before you do this, he's done it. He's the first real president since FDR to come to the Congress and say, okay, I'm seeking your explicit authorization pursuant to your constitutional right before we do anything in Iraq. And what I'm proposing to do in Iraq is very limited. It is to respond to an event that occurred that's indisputable. And the evidence is overwhelming that not only did it occur, that it was clearly perpetrated by the Syrian government. We know that.
And so have you decided you will support the president?
You know, the devil's always in the details. I cannot support the resolution as drafted by White House lawyers. It's overly broad, and it doesn't narrow the scope the way the president himself has narrowed the scope. And so we have to come up with some wording, it seems to me, if it's going to pass, that is much more limited in scope, addresses exactly the issues the president has said he wants to address to allow a possible limited retaliatory strike that gets at chemical weapons in Syria.
What does that actually mean? So what do you need to see in the resolution?
Well, for example, the current resolution language says authorizes the president to take such military action as he deems appropriate. That's just not going to fly. After the experience of Iraq, I think Congress feels very burned by the previous administration on both sides of the aisle. You heard it from Frank Wolf. And so we want to make sure that there's no repeat of that. Now, you know, Syria is not Iraq. And President Obama is not President Bush. We need to unchain ourselves from the analogy of Iraq. This is more like Bosnia, Kosovo, and Serbia, and we ought to be seeing it that way. But I was gratified to hear that the Republican leadership, led by Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor, have put aside their partisan hats and acted like true American leaders. I think that's how we ought to approach it. But the devil's going to be in the details. What matters is what's in front of us and the wording of that resolution. If I can support a limited resolution, I will. But so far, the resolution in front of us is overly broad.
Congressman, we'll speak more as the days go by and as we wait for everyone to come back to town. Well, I'm sure you'll share some more of your thoughts with us. That is Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly.